So we're back. We missed a week.
Yeah, we missed a week. We're sorry. We had a few weather things going on, as you all know.
We had the big storm last week. Here we are again, and the story remains the weather. Yeah. But we're back this week, and with a timely topic. So first off, you know, Aisha, don't worry. I'm not going to drag you into this topic. And frankly, I'm not even sure I want to be dragged into it myself.
I think I'm the one doing the dragging this time. Welcome to The Message. I'm Aisha Nasser, producer of the podcast, and with me is John Wells, who is normally hosting this podcast. Thank you for being here. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, Thursday. Are you a fan of it?
I gave some thought to that question, and I think, there's our phone again.
I think this is like a weekly thing.
This has become a weekly thing, and we have to work on our sound effects, but I fall in the middle. I think on Valentine's Day, I'm no fan, but I'm not a hater either. I saw Cheryl Nadler wrote her latest column in the Spec on Valentine's Day when she was delightfully curmudgeonly, as I would have expected. Cheryl is a great writer and very funny. I'm more in the middle, but you know, Cheryl, just to pull a quote from her column, for example, that ran in the paper. 2 days ago, that Cheryl writes, you know, I mean, sure, pretty much anyone can swipe their way to a one-nighter, but finding someone you actually don't despise after 5 minutes can be as tricky as negotiating a city-owned sidewalk after an ice storm. And then along comes Valentine's Day, she writes, to remind us that the effort of meeting new people, getting changed out of your pajamas, going outside, pretending to be interested in another human being can be arduous. And she closes writing, one thing is clear, we should all be thankful that we live in a time when we are encouraged by marketers to express our hurt and anger for a fee. I'm not quite to that side of it, I don't think, although I have some sympathy with her general argument, but I think I'm more in the middle.
Mm-hmm. So have you been making plans for the big day since Christmas?
I was thinking about comparisons with Christmas, and you know, with Christmas we have last minute shoppers, of which I'm one. But you know, that's pretty common to do that, although it's sort of considered poor form, I think. You want to have your list all made out for all the people you're buying for and all that sort of thing, and be organized. But for Valentine's Day, you're buying something for someone that is just one person, I suppose, ideally, but perhaps not at the last minute. It seems the nature of it to be doing that at the last minute on Valentine's Day. And so tonight after work and tomorrow morning, I suspect, and around noon hour, you'll see men, and I'm going to be gender specific on that, lined up at flower shops and vying for position, shopping for Valentine's Day cards and drugstores and grocery stores and that sort of thing.
So wait, are you saying that women don't wait until the last minute to buy Valentine's cards and gifts?
I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say that no, almost never. Perhaps not a scientific survey, but I think it's mostly the men.
Mm-hmm. So what do you traditionally buy, like flowers or cards?
My wife, it's a funny thing. You know, she's always maintained for years, even when we were dating, that buying flowers on Valentine's Day is a colossal waste of money because the flower shops hike their rates, which I'm not even sure is true. But it sounds plausible, and she would probably know. But I do more the card thing, a card and a nice dinner. And on that note, you know, I was in Shoppers Drug Mart last weekend, way ahead of the big day, shopping for a card. Well, actually, not for a card initially. I was in there for another reason. I was in the store to buy some muscle pain cream for my right elbow, golfer's elbow. In wintertime, my doctor tells me.
Mm-hmm.
My wife actually bought me, you know, some of the regular strength cream, but the doctor had prescribed extra strength, but I think my wife thought the regular strength was cheaper.
Oh, okay.
They had the economy size tube, so she bought that for less money, so.
Yeah, that's smart.
You're seeing a pattern here? Very, very responsible, very prudent with purchasing. But on my way to the cashier, I've got the cream, and I see the sea of red envelopes in the drugstore, and yes, of course, Valentine's Day is approaching, and I thought, let's be proactive, let's get a card in advance.
Wow.
And I may have felt a fleeting bit of excitement that, you know, here we are, we're going to get the card, and maybe there's something good to choose from in the selection.
It reminds me of something that my parents and I really struggled with on my wedding day, which was for them, they were saying that we need lots of flowers on your wedding day, and my idea was I don't really want something which will just disappear, you know, in just a few hours.
Yes.
So I wanted someone to like maybe give me plants and keep them there in the wedding hall so that I could like bring them home and all of that and have them like stay with me.
Oh, nice.
So it's interesting when you talked about flowers and how fleeting they are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is, which I'm sure, you know, some on the romantic side of things would draw, you know, metaphor with love and that sort of thing. But but you're right. It is a fleeting gift, and of course, the gifts run the gamut in terms of gold and all manner of things. But
So going back to the cards, did you find one that you liked, or
it took me a long time. I mean, I was there wearing my big coat, working up a sweat trying to find a card that appealed to me. And I'm one of these people who, I mean, I read the messages and I want to give something that is something I would say. I mean. Yeah. Which I don't know if everyone does that or not.
Yeah, it should be like something that sounds like you. If she's reading it, she can hear it in your voice, I think. So
yeah, that's,
that would be cool.
Absolutely. And which is why I think over the years, on occasion, I've written a little poem or a message of my own. I mean, writing is what I do, so I suppose you could argue that I should do that every year. but yeah, I want it to be my voice. I want it to be something that I can live with that rings true with me. And so maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. I mean, like, I'm looking at these greeting cards in the drugstore. So what am I expecting? I mean, it's for the masses, kind of thing. But I found a couple. You know, I found they're sort of grouped into two sort of categories. At least the ones for her, which is what I was looking at. And there's the honey. My life was nothing before I met you. So thank you for making me complete and whole. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the, you know, perhaps a picture of a man wearing an undershirt, not shaven and in poor physical conditions, you know, and the notion is, you know, honey, I'm a slob who doesn't do what you ask me to do around the house, but thank you for loving me anyway.
Oh, I like the honesty.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I get it, the self-deprecating kind of thing, but, neither one of those was doing it for me. And, you know.
So you don't fall in either of those categories.
I like to think I don't. I mean, I don't think I'm a slob, and I'm pretty productive around the house. I do laundry and dishes and all kinds of things, and for what it's worth, although my electrical and plumbing and automotive skills are lacking.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, she probably needs a real man when it comes to that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it's pretty good, and while I love my wife and we have had a fortunate life together. I don't think my life was entirely without value before I met her, and she would say the same about me. We're on the same page as far as that goes.
Yeah. So did you end up buying the card?
I had to get something, and I found one that I could live with, because frankly, I was about ready to leave, but I found a sort of Gary Larson Far Side-esque cartoon card. So it had this really tall pine tree. Type thing on the front of the card with a heart and an arrow through the heart carved in the wood way high up in this tree. And then the couple is looking way high up at the tree as though this thing was carved by someone with a knife like 50 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you open up inside, the caption says, "It's been that long. Time flies when you're with someone you love."
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I thought...
That's a really good card.
No, I hope she feels the same way, and if she doesn't, I'm going to say, well, you know, Aisha says.
Because it's like a symbol for something larger, right? Like, it's a symbol for something larger than just this one day. It's the life that you build together, the kids you have together, and the kind of legacy you're leaving for your children and your family.
So. That's true, that, you know, that longevity, and there's value in that in and of itself. And the time does fly. When it comes to that, so I hope she feels the same way you do about the card. Or I could bail right now and get a backup card and line up after work today and see if I can get a "My life was an empty shell before I met you" card.
But I think you could like eventually go into this like card making business and have your own cards, and maybe we could buy them from you.
That's
someday.
You know what? There's a market. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. for those things, I just need to come up with a few ideas, and I can't draw. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think you'll get a few emails from our listeners saying we would buy that. Yeah.
And to the listeners out there, if you have any ideas for great Valentine's Day messages, you know, fire away. Yeah, email them in.
On that note, we are looking for stories about Valentine's Day. So if you do have a funny story or a sad one from your past or even current Valentine's Day, please send it in to news@thespec.com. We have editors who are hoping to read them and publish them in the paper and yes. online.
Well, and I'll say to you, Aisha, I don't have any profound messages, but happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks, Don. Perhaps we can do this again on maybe St. Patrick's Day?
I'm there. It's the next big occasion. Start your shopping now.
Yeah, I don't celebrate that either, so you'll have to help me.
You are wearing a green hijab today.
Yeah. It's great. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you next time on The Message.